Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A listener dear over here,
Matthew. How are you today?
Matthew, pass to Ben.
I am in your ear, dear.
Well. A musical start as we embrace your ear canal for many a time.
And we'd like to thank Lin-Manuel Miranda for writing that introduction.
I don't think he gave it enough time.
I think he found that in.
Listen, for the money we gave him.
And we paid him a pretty penny.
We expected a bit more than that.
I'm a little bit disappointed now we've hired out that theatre.
Yes.
Because I think this is going to open and close on the same night of the show.
Well, let's keep this preview in the listener's ear canal private.
Let's keep it private. Don't tell anyone.
We're Pappies. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Lin-Manuel Miranda. And welcome to another...
Yeah. What a twist.
I pull off my wig to reveal pretty much the same hair. So, folks, welcome again to another fantastic episode of Pappies Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh, this was a special one. This comes from London's glittering West End.
It does. London's glittering West End, and we were in the Soho Theatre.
Soho. And in the basement of the Soho Theatre, no less.
Exactly.
That was a venue. It's not like...
We didn't go and break into the wine cellar. We were being kept against our will and forced to podcast.
Two incredible stars of the podcasting world.
Yes.
Tessa Coates and Stevie Martin were with us.
Yes. If you know the Nobody Panic podcast, they are the hosts of that. They are also two-thirds of the fantastic sketch act Massive Dad. And one day, we hope that two-thirds of our sketch team will be invited on their podcast.
Fingers crossed.
Who's it going to be?
I can't wait to find out. But it's not me.
I remember this being a terrifically fun, boozy episode. So you might want to drink next to you when you're listening to this, listener dear.
Pour yourself a lovely drink of earwax.
Oh yeah, and pop one in your ear for us as well.
Pop some brandy in your ear. Some earwax in your goblet.
Pop some brandy in your ear. Put some prosecco on your teeth.
Yes. See, we're getting Tom Jones'
things
ear.
That I am underneath.
Okay, now we have been asked on Twitter to keep the intros to the episodes a little shorter than we do, so apologies. I was going to say in advance, but apologies very much after the fact.
Is that true?
Yeah, a few people have said the intros are getting a bit long.
Right, okay. Well, then we'll crack away.
Well, let's get on with the podcast by telling you a few things about our Patreon. Only kidding. Enjoy the episode, and we'll see you on the other side. Ta-ta for now. Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, my boy?
Baboy. Well, listen, baboys. You know we've lived in this flat for a long time.
Oh, years and years.
I can't believe none of us has done this before. It's a classic household chore. One of you two has got to heat that hot tub.
Oh! Have we not put the hot tub on?
For some reason, we've been living here since 2011. None of us have heated the hot tub.
Things are looking up for us if we've got a hot tub. That podcast money's really rolling in.
Certainly rolling in. So, listen, who's going to do it? Who's going to heat up the podcast? The hot tub.
Hey, we're all going to heat up the podcast.
Let's face it, guys. The atmosphere's not great. There's two things that need heating up. One's the podcast. The other one's the hot tub. Let's start with the hot tub because the podcast is proven to be a bit of a struggle. Tom, will it be you?
Well, it's not going to be me. I once got involved in a French court case involving the lead singer of the band Eels. I had to stand at the front of court and say, "Jacuzzi." Jacuzzi.
I like it very much. Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Strong stuff, actually.
Ben, what about you? Is it going to be you?
I'm not going to do it, Crosby. I'm not into any of that fancy shit. Hot tub's entirely unnecessary. All you need to do is lob 5 Alka-Seltzer in the bath. You basically have the exact same effect. Or, if you want to go healthy, Barocca. Or, if you want to be a YouTuber, Diet Coke and Mentos.
I really want to be a YouTuber, fam.
True story.
Well, you're both cancelled. But there is only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello! And welcome.
Welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, sitting here eating my heart out, waiting for some lover to call. Doubt about 1,000 numbers lately, almost ran the phone off the wall. Looking for a hot tub, baby, this evening. I need a hot tub, baby, tonight.
Everyone!
I want a hot tub, baby, this evening. Gotta have a hot tub, gotta have a hot tub tonight. I'm host and landlord Matthew Crosby.
Whoa.
We are live here at the Soho Theatre. And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet my tenants. It is Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Hello!
Now, obviously, heating the hot tub takes two, baby. Who have you brought along to turn up the heat this week? Ben.
Oh, I've brought along. I brought along my sister, Stevie Martin.
Stevie Martin is here.
Yes.
Stevie Martin.
The family resemblance is uncanny.
It's absolutely uncanny.
It's quite good. Yeah. Yeah,
you look quite similar. Certainly, sure. I mean, who's that a compliment to?
Me.
Yes. I mean, you both look great. Stevie, thanks for coming on the show.
No worries.
Thanks for coming on the show as well, Clarky.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. Thanks to both of you for bringing yourselves along to the show.
Yeah.
Stevie, what kind of a flatmate are you? Are you a good flatmate? Are you a bad flatmate? Neat, tidy? What's going on?
I don't know. Like, I'm quite messy, so probably not a good flatmate, but also very tolerant. So I think I was going to say...
That's key.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so like, if anyone does anything, I'm always like, oh, no, absolutely fine. I was going to say if they... shout on the floor, I'd be like, oh yes, fine!
Oh my God, you sound like the perfect housemate.
Yeah, I'm like, great! But then, yeah, I don't know what they'd have to do for me to like get quite angry, probably shit on me. That's probably the only thing they'd have to do to get me angry.
You're a terrible housemate.
Tom's suddenly out, yeah.
We can't live together anymore.
So, what are the key things you've tolerated in the past?
Messiness, pets that aren't our pets, just people bringing animals in, you know?
Wait, hold on. Like, okay, talk us through this. So pets that aren't your pets?
Yeah, like, oh, there's a cat, let's bring it in. You're like, no, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's a cute cat, it keeps coming to the door.
So you're sort of feeding
like,
other...
lovely.
Feeding
yeah,
other
lovely.
People. Yeah, cats are
can
nice.
Into it? Yeah, but...
But
it's not mine, so I don't know who it is. So you're like, well, what if there's a lovely old woman who's like, where's my cat? It's in my bed.
It does look incriminating on you, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I do fuck cats.
Oh, that's also...
Sorry, that's you.
You're the perfect housemate.
Tom
is suddenly back on board.
What a roller coaster.
Speaking of Tom, who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, terrible news, everyone. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh.
I know. Our sports team got relegated.
Oh.
I don't know what a jamboree is, I'm going to be honest with you. I just like the word. But, so, I've hired in the top coach in the region. The whole region.
Which region is that, Tom?
The big region of the Jamboree.
Oh, the Jamboree region, you could say.
Isn't it lovely? It's the coach with the moach. It's Tessa Coates.
Tessa Coates.
Coach Coates.
So, yes. Tessa, the question on everyone's lips is, do you fuck cats? the question is, what kind of a flatmate are you? Are you a tolerant flatmate?
Very tolerant. I would rate myself as loads of fun.
Great!
When we were looking for a spare room person... I mean...
Flatmate.
Well, what?
We call them flatmates here, but spare room person seems a little cold. I'm not going to say...
It's just a fun way of describing it.
Spare room person doesn't sound like loads of fun, Tessa. I'm
no,
not going
to... Sorry, yeah, I see now. In unpacking that story, obviously, I clearly managed to lose a housemate and would needed to replace them with a stranger from the internet. So obviously I'm not the fun gal.
And then, maybe you were too much fun.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then I wrote the spare room advert and then he got a series of notes saying that we might, from spareroom.com, being like, you might want to consider rewriting it because you sound mad.
And what kind of details did you put in there?
Oh, just like our shower curtain was really fun because I...
So you're this kind of fun where you're fun in the way that you keep using the word fun to describe yourself.
Yeah. I just really didn't want a boring person to come, so I went too deep on the like... We're fun.
Talk us through the shower curtain. What's so fun about it?
This is the kind of thing Crosby loves.
I'm going to go very Frost Nixon on this. Talk us through the shower curtain. Is there Norman Bates behind it? What's the fun of it?
It's white with the shadow effect of a unicorn having a shower.
You know
that's
what?
Pretty fun.
To be fair, that is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun already, Stevie. You're not enjoying this.
No, I
have you never been around?
That.
Have you never been around Tessa's flat?
I haven't seen a shower. No, I think when I've been in there, I've just been too busy fucking a cat. Yeah.
If it was a cat having a shower, you'd be all kinds of interested.
It's not fun. That's arousing, my friend.
Cats are quite arousing, aren't they?
No, Tom.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because they kind of you kind of feel like they don't want you, so you want them more. Whereas dogs are like, I love you, and you're like, meh.
Yeah.
Would anyone mind if I played the first round? I think we should just crack on, really, because. Yeah. Before any animals get harmed in the making of this podcast, we have met our contestants. Let's find out who's bubbling under and who's going full steam as we play round one.
Whoa! Oh. I was staying in a pad with a friend one night, and I fancied a bath, and they said all right. So I jumped into the tub and began to unwind. But what happened next really blew my mind. From under my arsehole with tremendous force, some bubbling bubbles began to sprout forth. You didn't tell me you had a hot tub, I cried. I haven't got a hot tub, they replied. It was just a normal bath. I produced biogas. And I started to frown. Next moment, the water turned brown.
Oh, I'm.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
That's good, strong.
I've been singing that for weeks. It's a real earworm.
That really is. Keep it out of my ears, please, if you don't mind. Oh, my goodness. Well, lovely jingle there from Tom and Ben. I'd just like to stress that it was Tom and Ben who recorded that. So, the first round...
We keep coming last in Eurovision. But maybe we could change that.
About a person shitting in a butt. I mean, it's...
It's universal.
It's bigger than us.
That's a good joke.
That's a good... Do you know what, Tessa?
That is the perfect response.
Do you know what, Tessa? You are a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie to you, Tessa. That's a good joke. You're a lot of fun. This is how you play round one. So round one is called Jack, Who's He? Or She? Or indeed, They? I'm going to give each player five famous Jacks or Jackies. They then have to describe them to their teammate one word at a time. Their teammate has to guess after each word. The earlier you get it, the more points you get, obviously. Wow. Now, no jacuzzi is complete without fizz, so after every incorrect guess, both players have to take a swig from this bottle of Prosecco.
Lovely.
Yay. There you go. So once a correct Jack / Jackie is guessed, the other teammate has to guess on the next Jackie. You're on the timer. We'll start with Stevie and Ben. Tom, you're going to pop the cork for us if you must.
Ready?
Yay!
That's a lot of fun.
Who's going first?
I tell you what, Stevie, why don't you go first?
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to regret that.
Okay, and you are on the timer.
Yeah. Are you going to say go?
I thought on the timer meant go. But I tell you what, you're now off the timer. And you are on the timer go.
Hiya!
That's not a word.
Oh!
I'm going to allow it.
Jackie Chan.
Yes!
Jackie Chan is right, that's 5 points.
Pirate.
Jack Sparrow.
Correct. Jack Sparrow is right, that's 5 points.
Flag.
That's not a word.
Sorry. Flag is a word.
The flag.
You've got to have a guess.
Flag.
I'm going to take a sip. Union Jack.
That's 4 points.
Great.
Prostitutes. Mm.
Good Lord.
Gosh. Prostitutes?
He has one sip of Prosecco. Showing out his demands.
The podcast isn't making that much money.
Good Lord.
Prostitutes. Jaxie?
Is it... Guys, can we check? Is it Jaxie?
I mean, imagine if it was true. Take a sip.
Absolutely. And you?
So is it one? Is it Jaxie?
It's not Jaxie.
Murderer.
Oh, Jack the Ripper. Yeah. Yes.
That's 4 points.
Oh, books?
Okay, discount the but books is your word.
B- books. Oh.
She fucks books as well.
I don't know, I haven't read it.
Is it a cat?
Fifty Shades of Jack?
No, no, okay.
That's it. We'll drink. Okay, another word. Wait. You just pushed.
It's an audio podcast.
You just pushed your breasts up.
I pushed my breasts up, and they don't need words, baby.
That's 5 points.
It's not relevant to the answer. It's not relevant to the answer. I don't know who it is.
You're just using this time to flirt with me. Is that what?
Okay, you've got 10 seconds left.
Pass.
Does anyone in the audience know who it's supposed to be? Your time is up, by the way.
I don't, so...
Yes. Oh. It's Jackie Collins! That's 4 points to the audience. So...
My boobs are magical.
Books was a good clue. Thank you very much. The audience are on your side. Okay, now, so Tom and Tessa...
May we?
Would you like me to say go, or you're on the timer?
Go, obviously.
Go, okay, go.
Thank you.
Go, it's fine. Your time starts now. Go.
Here's
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, very good. 5 points.
Rock!
Sam. Rock! Roxanne? Sting.
No, just Rock!
Rock? Oh.
Yeah.
School of Rock. Jack? Black!
Good. Wow.
Okay, oh no. Oh. Oh.
These are all words.
Drums. It's bad.
Drums. Yeah. Jack knife.
Seven.
Oh. Seven drums.
Say anything and then I'll take a...
Jack Flash.
Not Jack Flash, no. Not Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Nation.
Ah, Jack White.
Jack White, that's 3 points.
Yes, Hill.
Jack and Jill.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Surprise!
Cilla Black! Cilla Jack! No!
It's not Cilla Jack! And two suits for that, Tom. Okay. 30 seconds left.
Oh, shit. Spooky.
Jack O'Lantern. Mm. Ooh!
A toy.
Jack in a box.
Yes. Yes.
Well
Painter.
Done. That's 3 points.
Jack
2 points.
Kuzurak. Oh no.
Splattering.
Oh, bugger. Pollock. Jackson Pollock.
Yes.
Jackson Pollock is right.
Chanel.
Jack. The perfume.
Chanel. No. Oh. husband. Oh, bugger.
Jack Chanel.
President.
Jack Kennedy.
Yes.
Wait.
We're just moving
on. It's not. Wait, your time is up, and it was not Jack Kennedy.
Jack.
Wait, your time is up.
We like the game.
Jack, no, you're not playing. It doesn't matter that you like the game.
Jackie Onassis.
It was Jackie Onassis. Yeah, we can't give many points for that. It's not Jack Kennedy.
Jack Fincham off Love Island.
That is your turn.
Oh, I knew him. He's my best one.
No, guys.
Favorite one off Love Island.
Danny and Jack.
Guys, the game is over. I can't.
Harrison Ford played him in Patriot Games.
I can't stress enough.
Remember Patriot Games?
No!
Harrison.
Jack?
Tom Clancy writes about him.
Jack Ryan.
Pancakes
on a Sunday afternoon.
Jumping Jack Flash, that is where we're at.
Okay, so how much of a lightweight is
pancakes.
This team? Because you're hammered already. Pancakes?
I think it's pancakes. Is that
them? Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
Jack Johnson.
Pancakes, pancakes.
We don't have the rights to pancakes, unfortunately.
Hey, everyone's got the rights to pancakes. I always believe that.
Now, well, that was messy. Messier than expected for what I think was 3 sips of champagne. So producer Gwyn, at the end of that round, can you tell us, please, what are the scores?
So Ben and Stevie have 23. Tom and Tessa, unbelievably, have 25.
Yeah!
And the audience
sometimes
has
just having
the
a good time. Ah, you squares. Lighten up, you pricks.
So Tom and Tessa in the lead, but Stevie and Ben aren't yet in hot water. There's still everything to play for as we play round two. It's Flat Games.
Yay! Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there, do as you're told. Games, if you lose you get nothing. Games, if you win you get gold.
Gold, 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 gold.
Listen to that, BBC Three. Time to get us back in. Listen to that gold.
You can't get that on iPlayer. Yes, it's Flat Games, where this time we're going to be playing our version of Grand Theft Auto. Oh, another bottle of Prosecco there. We may lose our grassroots fan base here if we keep this up. So yes, we're playing our version of Grand Theft Auto, which we're calling Brand Theft Advo, of all things.
Really
are you
good.
Sick
really
and tired?
Strong.
It's really strong this time, isn't it?
Good.
Are you sick and tired of adverts lying to you? Think the jingle for McDonald's shouldn't be do 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 do. I'm loving it, but do 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 do. I've got the shits. Then this is the game for you. I'm going to give each player a list of brands, and I would like them to devise brand new, honest jingles for as many as possible. You'll sing the jingle to your teammate, who has to guess the brand name and sing it back to you. Extra points for catchy jingles and honest slogans. Yes. You've got a minute each. So, Tom, you're going to go first. There are your brands. You've got five. Tom?
Yes.
Off you go.
When you fancy a pint and it isn't yet noon, you can always come to...
To Weatherspoons.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. 1 point.
I put on secret browsing, I've taken off my trousing, I'm on the website.
You porn.
It's a good guess.
I misled you there, actually. I don't know what I meant to. I mean, it's just a website about cats. I've made it secret browsing, I'm searching around the houses.
It's Google incognito.
It's Google, yeah, good.
I don't know why I did incognito.
Why did you tell me that?
Okay, you've got 15 seconds, Tom.
That's where my brain went. It's a really long sandwich for you.
Subway.
Yes. We eat it once a year and it's full of sugar. It's in the shape of a hen's poo.
Okay, that's your time. Tessa.
Sorry, what was the first word?
They eat it once a year and it's full of sugar. It's in the shape of a hen's poo.
Now, can I just...
That is a Cadbury's cream egg.
It is a Cadbury's cream egg. Tom.
Eggs on poo, mate. Yeah. I'm no scientist. I just fry them, don't I?
Jesus Christ.
What other animal shits are you eating, Tom? Just out of interest. Cowpats?
I'm veggie, so it's my only way to get my beef.
Can't top. You're so good at that. You rhymed. I'm gonna shit myself.
Okay, do your level. Do you, don't you please?
I'm gonna shit
myself because it's all brand.
Will you eat it?
Stevie, your time starts now.
I'm a woman in red and I wanna get thin. What yes. do I eat? I eat three times a day. It's
Special K.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a race
from
the grave.
Turns out I fucking smash at this game. Okay. No, that's gonna stop that. Not as good as Pizza Express, but got lots of Z's in my name. Like a bee or sleep.
It's good.
Like
it's really
a
good.
Bee. Pizza. Bees. Oh, sort of rhymes with bees.
No? It sort of rhymes with bees, yeah.
It's quite nightmarish, this
pizza.
Advert.
Okay.
It's done really well.
Do the exact same jingle again, because it's really good.
I've forgotten it. Not as good as Pizza Express, not Pizza Hut, and I've got Z's in my name. Oh, Z's.
It's Z's, yeah.
Okay. I'm got some fruit by my yogurt, but I don't know how to mix them. I don't know how to mix them. Baby, can we mix them? I'll mint in my yogurt. Fucking guess the answer.
Pizza Hut. It's fruit corner.
Muller Fruit Corner. That is your time. That is your time. That was very
Yes.
So hot.
Very strong showing.
Very strong. so hot.
Very strong showing. So hot right now.
Your round was set in the 90s.
It's really
through
good.
Corner, special K.
Right, Tessa, those are your prods. Your time starts now.
We don't like racist and we keep putting Nigel Farage on Question Time.
BBC.
Correct. I'm a lady and I just wanted to buy some socks when I was on Oxford Circus, and now I've been in this shop for 7 hours and I've bought a lot of Hufflepuff memorabilia.
Welcome to Primark!
Yes!
I mean, I'd go to Primark after that advert.
Who am I? What do we sell? What is this? I think you find me at the train station.
A little clue for you, Tom. You don't.
That's great.
Just sorry. In our previous jingle, we confused ourselves. We thought we were the Pumpkin Cafe. But we're not. So... Okay, driving home, I'm on the road. No! I'm so tired and I want a good coffee, but I guess I'll take this coffee just from this petrol station, and it sort of tastes like shit, but I'm really tired.
Welcome to the Wild Bean Cafe.
Yes, that is it, and that's your time, guys.
Oh,
that was so strong. That was.
You were having fun.
You were having so much fun, and it was so strong. But I'm afraid we have to pass over to Clarkie.
That felt like Wild Bean Cafe was a Bruce Springsteen song. That could have gone on for 7 minutes.
It sounds like a Bruce Springsteen title, doesn't it?
Thunder, ooh, Wild Bean Cafe.
Sandra, go and get me a latte and get really fast into the queue.
Of all the Springsteen names, Sandra is not one of them. Clarkie, okay. Your minute begins now.
Oh, this is some sweet Italian bread. Yeah, have it with your mates. It's quite fancy, but not too fancy. You'd go there when you were 18 and think it was a good meal.
Oh, God. Ciao Italia is not a restaurant. Is it?
You might have already mentioned it.
Bella Italia. Ciao.
Oh, I can't say the name of the Italian bread that you eat the stuff off.
Oh my God, I'm terrible at this game. Italian brand that you eat.
Bread.
It's bread.
That's not ZZ's.
Strada!
No!
I feel like a moron,
okay.
Ben!
Oh, I want Italian bread and I want it quick.
Jamie's Italian!
Oh my God!
Is it ask? Is it ask?
Is it where you get bread from? Where do you get bread from?
Okay. It's not bread, but I can't say the name of the bread because it's in the title.
Ciabatta Jim's!
Ciabatta Jim's! Yes, that's your time, guys. It is Ciabatta Jim's. It was Ciabatta Jim's, everybody.
Ciabatta Jim's!
Folks,
Ciabatta Jim's!
This episode is sponsored by Ciabatta Jim's. Now, if you are...
It's a fine restaurant.
If you are in need of a good Italian bread and you don't want to eat any pizza, then get yourself down to Ciabatta Jim's.
That's harder.
It's a tricky one.
Italian bread. Why did you go down that alleyway?
Bread was confusing.
Bread was confusing.
But I mean, that's what a pizza's made out of, right?
I would have gone with dough balls. They sell dough balls.
It's not a type of Italian bread. Focaccia, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Focaccia in the rye. But that's a different game. It's a different game.
That's better than Ciabatta at Jim's.
Ciabatta Jim's.
Ciabatta Jim's, though. We enjoyed it. Now, producer Gwyn, that was an incredible round. And I'm sure there were some incredible scores at the end of it. Producer Ciabatta Gwyn, tell us now, at the end of that round, what has that done to our scores?
Tom and Tessa have 32 and Ben and Stevie have 24.
Oh!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the spirit of that last round, I've come up with an alternative jingle for the next round. If your flatmates give you grief, we have got an easy fix. Call upon the Brothers Beef before you end up killing those pricks. It's Beef Brothers!
Yeah, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week, we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Benji, who is in our audience here tonight at the Soho Theatre.
Benji!
Benji, this is a spicy meatball, as Ciabatta Jim might say.
Ciabatta Jim.
Ciabatta Jim, let's say, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, it's a beefy meatball.
It's a beefy meatball. Now, Benji, you're there in the audience.
This Beef Brothers is a bit blue.
My girlfriend, says Benji, my girlfriend wanks me off overarm.
How small is she?
I have so many questions.
So many questions.
What is overarm?
Can we? Benji continues. I've told her it's weird. So has everyone.
Everyone!
Everyone else in the room thinks it's a bit weird as well.
Everyone at the dogging park thinks it's weird.
She says it's more comfortable. I'd rather she didn't bother. Now, Benji.
Wow.
That is... To be turning down a hand shandy, that's a big thing for a gentleman. Benji, where are...
Hello.
Hello, Benji. Can I just ask one very quick question before we ask... We'll throw over to the panel in a second. Benji, can I just ask... is your girlfriend here this evening?
She is not.
She is not here this evening, okay? She's out...
she's at the gym working out.
Practicing. The big question, now the lights have gone up, the big question is... I mean, we've all Googled it, but what's an overarm point? Where are you? Where's she?
Yeah.
What position is her arm in relation to your junk?
Both in bed.
Thank God.
Okay, can I ask, both in bed and both presumably lying down?
Correct.
Okay.
Very traditional.
Imagine... If you the will. Normal way that you would expect it to be done, and then turn your hand in 180 degrees.
So you're saying she doesn't do this, she does this.
Exactly.
Oh, already?
Right.
Okay.
So for the listener at home, it's like she's digging a sandcastle.
No, that's not helpful.
No. It's like thumbs up normal way, thumbs down her way.
It's exactly. The thumbs down way.
She's quite literally going correct. Thumbs down. She's going thumbs down on your knob.
Yeah.
That's right.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Exactly right. Like that.
For the listener at home, I'm getting quite aroused.
Do you want to meet my girlfriend?
So can I just ask, if the audience here will do that, does that feel like you're exercising muscles that you don't normally exercise? That feels like I'm working out bits of my arm that I shouldn't ordinarily.
Try it at home.
Yeah.
Try it at home now, guys.
Put your arm in a thumbs down position.
I tell you what.
In fact, if you're on the tube right now, to the person to your right,
put your thumb down. Oh, Crosby's on the rowing machine. Crosby. Okay, who sides on who? Can we before we get into
very,
this?
Very good point. Tessa and Tom, you are on Benji's side. Great. Steve and Ben, you are on the girlfriend's side.
Good luck. Great. Absolutely.
So let's have a few questions.
So she is leaning across your body.
No. So I, she's on the left. I'm on the right, and she's using her right arm.
So I'm you, right?
Correct, yeah.
Right, so I'm you, and she's doing that.
So yeah. I could easily just ignore you.
She's facing away from you sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
God! Oh, Benji!
Oh, Benji!
Okay, that does seem...
There's so much to unpack.
That does seem strange. Does anyone have any... I mean, we've all got questions.
Right. Yeah. The first time it happened, were you taken aback?
I think it was too early in the relationship to say anything.
How long have you been going out with this girl?
5 years.
I think it's now got to that point where you can't bring it up, can you?
But does it affect the positivity of the wank?
I think so. It's weird.
Does it feel like someone else is doing it? What's it? Does she sit on her hand before she wipes you off? One for the boys. Not being funny, but like, because of the overarm nature,
yes.
Does it feel a bit less personal?
I've never thought of it that way.
It's still pretty personal.
Is your main issue with it the weirdness, or like, is there another? Does it feel? Why have you come today?
Whoa, that's also what she asks. Yeah.
Is your main thing just like you're lying there being like, this is so weird? Or are you like, it feels bad?
It doesn't, it doesn't feel.
Why don't you just ask her to do it underarm?
She has.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't listening.
It's been brought up in conversations, but she insists
says it's easier.
So hang on, you're all just sat around the pub with your mates, and you kind of go, oh, this is good, isn't it? You have a good day at work. Hey, did anyone else wank someone off overarm? Is that what you did?
It was a weekend away, but yeah.
Oh, so you. Oh!
You said it in front of your mates with her, and he said, can you wank me off underarm?
Not
this
in
guy's
those words.
Right. We need to help him out.
What were the words that you used in front of her friends that you said to do that?
It was just a conversation in general.
Yeah, go on. Examples. Come on.
We're all friends here, Benji. Tell
Benji, how's it going?
Tension now in the courtroom.
It is possible. I've lost confidence in this.
Benji, back yourself. The secret to good sex is communication, I've been told by other people. Now, you need to communicate these things, and I appreciate we have put you on the spot there. We won't ask you any more questions.
You have our 100% support.
Tessa, you're going to begin the case.
What's my job, sorry?
Now, you're now remember, you're on Benji's side. Now, you have...
Left or right?
You have... You now have...
I don't get out much.
You now have a minute to put forward your case for the prosecution. Okay, now remember, you're on Benji's side.
What does the prosecution mean? Like, I have to send the girlfriend to jail?
Gotcha. It's always nice when you realise a guest doesn't listen to the show.
Do you know nice. What? It happens more often than not as well, isn't it?
Increasingly so. Okay, your minute, Tessa Coates, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the prosecution, of the jury.
Such a good start.
She knows all the terms.
May I approach the bench?
No.
Are you approaching it underarm or overarm?
Please look at Exhibit A in the leaflet I've prepared.
Oh no.
Tom, the wheels have come off, mate.
Objection.
You can't object to yourself.
I do. I do, Your Honour. I do. Have I used up my time yet?
25 seconds left.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I firmly believe that my client, Benjamin, or Benji, if you will, has brought something here today which is a huge personal issue. Oh, no. A huge problem. This has happened in the first week, if he lucked out, and it happened early on in the relationship, we'll assume he's a good-looking guy. From week one for the last 5 years, this man has endured an extraordinary thumbs-down experience. Every time he wants to be intimate with his girlfriend, and all that I ask of you is that the girlfriend looks him in the goddamn eyes and turns her hands around, okay? That's all I ask of you. Objection.
Thank you very much, Tessa Coates, everybody. Stevie, a lot of points there. I don't know if you're going to get time to address them all, but you have 1 minute to be in your case for the defence.
And the defence of, again, yeah.
Okay, great. Again, always a pleasure to meet some fans here.
And defence of, again. I do listen, okay. But I don't understand courts. Okay, let's okay.
Fine, okay, so yes, you are, obviously, you're on the girlfriend's side.
Yeah,
okay, you're on
it.
The girlfriend's side. Okay, your minute begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as a woman who has a wrist, sometimes your wrist hurts and you don't know why you're bending it in that way. When a woman
has a wank. She doesn't use a wrist like a man does. So she might not know to turn it. She might not know she's doing it overarm.
I mean, this is all a revelation to me. Isn't it? It really shouldn't be.
You don't use your wrist.
I'm winging it here, my friend. If you want to object, object. In summary, I would say that if you've commuted, like the prosecution man, the man, Benji, the man, he has said that he asked my client to change. She had good reasons to not change, and I would say, isn't a hand shandy better than no shandy at all? Thank you, I needed that.
A really impressive, what I enjoyed most about that, no full stops. Didn't use a full stop all the way through. A new rule, why not? Benji, how do you think it's going so far, my good friend?
Yeah, very well.
I like your style, Benji.
He's used to lying about things like that.
So,
thank you, that's lovely.
Oh, no, it's fine, it's fine.
Tom, now it's your turn to conclude the case for the prosecution.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing it as yourself this
no,
time?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I'm looking out there and I see a lot of faces there that I recognize. Hell, there goes Jonathan. Your mother runs the bakery. It burns that bread.
Oh, amen.
I keep trying to tell. We've had a lot of big words here from them there lawyers over there from the big city. Masturbation, what's that? Hell, we simple church-going folk round here. We don't know nothing about no masturbation. We simple folk, God-fearing, farming country. Let me tell you a little story now. Fella you might recognize from the village there went by the name of Sam Ham. You remember old Sam Ham? He owned the acres out past the post. We're one post town. I'm proud of it. They try to bring in that second post. Not for us. Not round here. Them lawyers over there with them seven posts. Out at the post. Sam Ham there with his acres. Bought himself a wild boar. Probably remember now. Went by the name of Paul. Hell, got to that Monday morning. Could Sam Ham get that milk off that boar? Hell no. Milking till Wednesday. Missed supper. Tugging. Feeding the boar. Talking to the boar. Tugging. Feeding. Rubbing the post. There's more than one way to milk a boar, ladies and gentlemen. In the end, Sam Ham killed it and ate it. Never did taste that milk. Come to think of it, I don't think boars produce milk. But what a sandwich. No further questions, Your Honor.
Very strong case there from Fanshawe Standen. Great to hear the story of Sam Ham. Now, Clarkie, you're going to conclude the case for the defence. Your minute begins now.
Look, it's a tough old life. It's a
Clarkie,
tough old
Clarkie,
life.
Clarkie, Clarkie, we started the round.
Between the
Look, I want to talk about your lovely lady. We don't know her name. I'm presuming Scylla Jack? Scylla Jackoff? She...
Oh, it's good stuff.
I mean, if you had to say it, it isn't. All I'm saying is, it's hard, you know? I mean, hopefully. I don't know, maybe not after. But, you know, we've got to, basically, you've got to lend a hand. Many hands make light work. If you don't like how it's being done, do it yourself. I rest.
Lovely stuff from Clarky.
His final words. His final words, sadly.
Now,
R.I.M.E.
Now, sadly, I can't adjudicate this, Beef Brothers, because I actually give myself the underhand reach around. So let he who is without the who's out without sin cast the first stone. It's not going to be me.
An underarm cast.
Believe you me, yes, yeah. So instead, I'm going to call upon our Soho Theatre audience to decide. Now, if you think Tessa and Fanshawe, and therefore Benji, is in the right, applaud with either hand. Applause now. Okay.
We've lost the case.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but if you think Stevie and Ben made the best case, I would like you to applaud now. Oh! Benji, I'm ever so sorry. It turns out your girlfriend is right to do the old underarm, overarm even. Benji, how do you feel?
Overarm, underarm, wobbling free.
Benji, how do you feel?
It feels like a great injustice.
It feels like a great injustice?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sorry to hear that, but will you stick to it?
Yeah.
The sheets, I mean. Now, next up, it's soft, it's strong, it's very, very long, it's the quickfire jingle. Let's hear it.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's quite amusing to us. It has a long introduction.
Ooh, we're very smug about it.
It's our favourite joke, and we hope you enjoy it too. You see, it's a quick round that is played really quick, but the introduction's slow.
Clever boy.
The only problem with this joke is when we sit there and have to watch an audience get bored. It's happening right now. We're just sat there at the tables, and the audience is starting to shuffle uncomfortably.
Oh, it's always embarrassing.
The guests don't know what to do with themselves. They're fidgeting in their seats. And after the show, we tell ourselves it's okay, it's for the listeners back at home. But even they aren't enjoying this too. They're shuffling in their seats.
Ooh, every day we're shuffling.
And Crosby's furious. He wants to wrap this up. And by this point in the live record, the audience have started whispering things to each other and throwing us shade. I can see you looking at me.
What time's the last tube home?
But what can we say? It's become a bit of a tradition. So I guess we just have to keep on doing this long introduction.
Stay.
So how about you just get on board? And how about the live audience gives us a cheer? Yay! And the audience listening at home, how about you do the same right now? Well, there you go. We'll see you again next week for the Quick Fire Round.
Very
gosh.
Lovely stuff. Meta on meta there. In this quickfire round, we would like you to insert the words hot tub into each answer you give. So if the question was, for example, which musician is famous for such songs as Rocket Man and Tiny Dancer, the answer would be Hot Elton Tub John. I've tried playing it myself. It's really hard. So hot, good tub luck. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first name with hot tub on either side of it.
No.
Oh. Yes, it's hard. So Ben and Stevie, let's hear that now.
Hot Ben Tub.
Oh, I was going to do Hot Tub Stevie Hot Tub.
I also like Hot Tub Stevie Hot Tub.
That's like what you say to yourself on a Friday night. Hot Tub Stevie Hot Tub.
Tom and Tessa?
Tessa.
Oh, Tessa's hot. Gone into a mind palace.
So calm there. Hot Tessa Tub.
Lovely.
Yes.
Hot Tom Tub.
Hot Tom Tub. Very
oh, my Tinder name.
Hot Tessa Tub.
I think you're going to be good at this, Tom.
Can I shout sure Hot Tom Tub as well?
And he sure is
tub. You can shout Hot Tom Tub
yes,
if you want.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I feel yes. much better about that.
Okay. You can all shout Hot Tom Tub if you
no,
want.
No, no. No.
Both of you.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that team.
Yes.
Yeah, not all of
that. We're not interested in that.
Okay. No, they don't want to slice that action, and fair enough. So, here we go. Here we go with the first question. What long-running soap opera features the pub The Rovers Return?
Hot Tom Tub.
Yes, Tom.
Hot Coronation Tub Street.
Correct. What song by the Eagles features the line, you can check out any time you like, but you can never
leave? Hot Tom Tub, Tom. Tom.
It's...
Hotel Hot Tub.
Tessa, you're doing so well.
Please, she's very distressed right now. Give
hot
her some space.
Hotel, tub, California.
Yes, well done. What drink is a winter favourite and often topped with whipped cream and marshmallows?
Hot tub, Tom, Tom.
Yes, Tessa. Tessa,
hot,
what?
Hot tub chocolate.
Correct. What breed of dog was Beethoven?
Hot Tom. Tom.
Tessa again.
Hot Saint Tupanard.
I mean, you're hustling so well. Yeah, this is amazing. I'll aim it over to you guys, though. What is the phrase used by Timon and Pumbaa in The Lion King to mean no
oh,
worries?
Hot Tub Stevie Top Tub.
Hot Tub Stevie Top Tub.
Hot Tub Stevie Top Tub.
A top tub matat.
Whoa, no, just the words. It's, you
know. Look, you've had a Prosecco. It's time to go home.
Okay, matat's a hot tub.
Okay, it's actually hot.
Hot Hakuna Tub Matat.
That's exactly what we're after, yes.
Please don't say that's what you said, because that is definitely not what you said.
Stevie, so far away from what you said. What is the... Okay, listening up, everybody. What is the term for when a cricketer comes out to bat in an innings has not been dismissed by the end of the innings?
Hot Tub Tom.
Hot Tub Tom.
Hot Not Tub Out.
Correct. Give me the artist and song name that features the lines, I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Hot Tub Tom Tom.
I think Stevie was there first, I'm afraid.
But I get up again, Hot Tub.
No! Hot Tub Tub Thumping Tub Hot.
Whoa!
Hot Tub Tom.
Hot Tub Tom.
Hot Tub Tom Thumping. No.
I'm asking for the artist and the song name, please.
Oh, shit.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
Clarky this time, because Clarky hasn't answered yet.
Hot Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
It's correct, yes. What track and field event involves throwing a heavy spherical ball?
Oh, Stevie.
Stevie.
Hot Shot Tub Putt.
Correct. What is the colloquial name for table tennis?
Tom, hot tub Tom.
Hot tub Tom, yes.
Hopping to bong.
Absolutely correct. He's very strong at this game. What is the name of the girl group behind the songs Shout Out to My Ex and Salute?
Oh, hot tub Tom.
Okay, Stevie was just there first, Tessa.
Hot little mix, tub mix. You know what I mean, tub.
Hot little mix, tub mix. Close enough.
You know what I mean, tub.
Thank you.
What instant
hot
snack?
The tub mix.
What instant snack food requires boiling water and comes in chicken and mushroom?
Hot
and
tub, tub, tub.
Tom.
Hot pot tub noodle.
Yes. What film starring Tom Cruise is set in the United
States? Hot tub tub.
Yes.
Oh. Hot top tongue gear.
What? No. It's not hot tub tongue gear. But thank you for sending me that link,
hot
by the way.
Hot tub.
Hot tub Tom.
Clarky.
Hot top Tub Gun.
Correct. What film starring Charlie Sheen was a parody of Top Gun?
Hot Tub Tom Tom.
Hot Tub Tom Tom.
Hot Tub Shop.
hearts.
Correct. What type of Victorian headwear might a magician pull a rabbit out of?
Hot top, top, top.
Yes, Tessa.
Hot top, top,
top hat.
Hot top, top hat is absolutely right. Finally, what is the name of this podcast?
Hot top, top, top.
Hot top.
Yes.
And that's my final answer.
Parry.
Pappy's hot top.
Hot flat shared tub slam down.
Is correct. Those were our questions. That yes, is our time. But before we hear the final scores, Tessa and Stevie, is there anything you would like to plug? Would you like to plug your podcast?
A bit. No, not really.
No? Okay, fair enough.
Oh.
No, we do a podcast called Nobody Panic. It's fine. and I don't know, I'm doing some previews. I'm not that drunk for them. But if you want to come and see my show, please do.
Great, fantastic. If you want to go see Stevie, Tessa, are you doing Edinburgh this year?
No, baby, that's why I look so calm.
You did not look calm.
No, I was going to say, if this is you calm, I would hate to see you rattled. But before we get to the final scores, don't forget, of course, if you enjoyed this podcast, to leave us a review on iTunes, 5 stars, please. You can donate or join our Patreon at shityearmoney.com. Thank you so much, everyone who's joined the Patreon so far. You've all been so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And we add bonus stuff and all kinds of fun goodies. And then we've just worked out the T-shirt print, so that's going to be good. So producer Gwyn, let's hear those final scores.
So Ben and Stevie have 30, but Tom and Tessa are the winners with 42.
Oh! So Ben and Stevie get to heat the hot tub while Tom and Tessa get to join me in it. And dinner is on me because I brought some Boiling the Bad pod in parsley sauce. Om nom nom, as we used to say. Thanks to our guests, Tessa Coates and Stevie Martin.
Yay!
We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with... With special guests Tessa Coates and Stevie Martin. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Recorded by Emma Corsham and Boone Reese Davis. Edited by Ben Clark. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Steve Lee and everyone on the side with him for having us. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret News production by Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
That's me pouring a drink to toast a brilliant episode.
Please. I'm pleased you clarified what that was.
I'm a Foley artist. Did I tell you that?
You're a piss artist. Like, listen, Tom.
Yes.
What a good episode that was.
Thank you. And Ben, congratulations too.
Thank you very much. The Italian bread will haunt me for the rest of my days.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. The Italian
incredible.
Bread.
Italian bread.
I can tell you now, after the fact, I've thought about that on at least 10 different occasions. What was I thinking?
Do you know what? Moments like that always stay with you. I've got a similar moment when I was on a very bad episode. The second and final time I was invited on 8 out of 10 Cats Do Countdown. No, it was Normal Cats, actually. It was the Normal Cats. And it was going very, very badly. Everyone was having a tough time.
Yeah.
And a comedian who was a visiting comedian, like an international comedian who didn't understand the show and thought he was being basically interviewed, was telling very, very, very long stories that had like no real ending to them. And
Clarkie.
It was Clarkie, yeah, it was Clarkie. And in order to, and he started talking about the moon landings, I don't know why.
Oh, no.
And in order to bring it back, and I guess it's because I hadn't said a lot for a while, so the producer was probably in Jimmy's ear going, bring Crosby in. So he said, Matthew, do you think the moon landings were faked? What a hospital part of a question that was.
Incredible.
And I started like funfering and going, well, no, I mean, like I know that a lot of people think it was Stanley Kubrick. And the thing is, like, obviously people talk about the wave of the flag. I started just like listing things I knew about it. And until eventually, like, I stopped talking and the conversation moved on. And then I was quiet for another 40 minutes. But I probably think about that twice a week.
Yeah, lovely because stuff. That's it. It's always there.
But you know what? Well, in the telling of it now, I feel like I've gone some way towards letting it go. And I hope in the listening to this podcast, Clarkie.
Oh, no, I will never listen to this podcast. I don't even listen to the ones I'm good in.
I've nailed every single interaction I've ever had, so I'd never have that.
That's a good point, actually. You've never made a mistake in your life.
I go back thinking over things, thinking, nailed it, nailed it, nailed it.
Well, Tom, can I just ask you one question?
Yes.
Do you think the moon landings were faked?
Nailed that.
He's nailed it again.
Absolutely nailed it again. My interest in this anecdote is fake. That's what I'd have said.
Whoa! Nice one.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're always after the event, aren't
we? Absolutely, yeah. I wish I could go back and edit
Jimmy
that
would have loved it.
Yeah.
I've heard the old honk.
You've heard the honk. You've earned the big honk.
You've got to earn the big honk.
You've got to earn the big honk.
If you want a callback.
Speaking of big honk, if you've got any honk you want to send our way, join the Patreon. It's patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. We've got a few patrons. There'll be a Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call after this. We've got some new stuff coming up on the Patreon. Also as well, if you can't do any of that, leave us a review on iTunes.
Or recommend us to
live.
A friend.
Recommend us to a friend.
Yeah. Spread the listeners.
Where are we going to be? Where are we going to be live?
Oh, we've got a couple coming up.
Just one this
time. Oh, we've just got one coming up.
Other one is in the past.
Other one's
now.
In the past, of
and
course.
And you know what? Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Guys, the one that's in the past, we absolutely nailed, as you'll be able to hear in about 4 months' time.
Well, we've got the London Podcast Festival on the 8th of September.
At King's Place.
Oh, come along, you guys.
Do come along, and we will tell you if the moon landings were faked. Yes, we will be there.
We'll fake the moon landings live on stage.
That is a promise that we cannot keep.
we'll just fake them very badly.
Sure.
Nailed it. What else will we be doing? Just generally having fun.
It's absolutely right.
Yes. Stay listening for the Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Otherwise, stay safe. This episode was produced by producer Emma.
Caution team.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Please be upstanding for this week's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Trumpet, will you play?
He's bought himself a bread maker. It's Nicholas Baker.
That really works.
That's really good.
He's run out of data, so he's needed to order a bolt-on. It's Samuel Galton.
I would love to call him up on the phones. It's Matt Dawson Jones.
Sadly, he's not feeling very well.
Oh.
It's poor old Rob Bell.
Get well soon, Rob.
Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Hey, everyone, it's Matthew Bagley.
Oh, I like that.
Bagley. Hey, everyone, it's Matthew Bagley.
Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Hey, everyone, it's Ashley Norman. Clarky, you realize the pattern we've established here?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I've just gone blank.
Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Hey, everybody, it's Elaine Fowler.
Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Hey, everyone, it is Heyman Lee. Heyman Lee. Why won't you come on over? Heyman Lee.
It's actually pronounced Hyman.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.